Have you ever asked yourself, where is everybody? Where did everybody go? What happened? You look around and you're like, well, where did they go? Where is everyone? What's going on? I thought this was a big deal. Everyone should be here, right? I mean, everyone should be here. I'm here. And yet, you are the only one that's there, and it seems like nobody else really cares. Yeah, kind of strange, right? And you're thinking, I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, you will in a second, because we're talking about those who didn't go there. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hey, thanks for putting up with my tantrum yesterday. Some of you appreciated it, shot me an email. Some of you are like, we want you to do more podcasts when you're getting better and still feeling kind of cranky and sick and under the weather. Okay, well, we'll see what we can do, right? I mean, I'll try to stay sick just for you so that I have that attitude. Actually, no, I'm trying my best to get better. I'm feeling better, and we're back at this. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Give me all your insight, ideas, thoughts, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to talk to me about, whatever you want to complain about, hit me up. Also, if you are in the Madison area, don't forget, there is a concert coming up October 29th at City Church. Doors open at 6:30, blood starts at 7. It is Disciple. They are some of the finest rock and roll music you can find out there. Tickets are $10, $15, $25. Make sure you check it out. It's going to rock. I would go, other than the very next day is our Clueless Couples in COVID conference. If you're married, divorced, dating, engaged, if you just want to understand the opposite sex better, come to that conference. It's free. It's going to be awesome. We're going to do some giveaways or some raffles. It's going to be, again, our conferences for the David Alliance, they're unlike all the other conferences that are out there. You're not going to leave if you're a guy and feel beat up like you're a bad man, a bad husband. It's just going to be hands-on, practical, great stuff. And so do something for your spouse. Do something for your girlfriend, guys. Be a hero. Take them to this and show them how much you love them and care about your relationship. All right. Maybe you could do that and not have to give them a birthday gift or Christmas gift or anniversary gift, right? No, don't do that. Do not do that. Not a good idea whatsoever. So I want to talk to you today about Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Quick little story here. You've maybe heard it, but pretty enlightening when you think about it. It says, now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. So get the picture. Jesus is going through an area of a town that is not the best area because it's got Samaritans. It's, you know, it's just an area that most Jews kind of ignore. And in fact, this leper is a Samaritan. He's kind of just, well, we'll get there. But I want to ask you a question. When you look at this, we get Bible-ized, you know, we've heard and seen things so many times, we just kind of skim over it. But the magnitude of this miracle, literally, I mean, leprosy is a gross, voracious, wicked disease. Your body parts are falling off. To even heal one leper would literally just be flat out amazing. It would be like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. And you have 10 lepers come to Jesus and cry out for mercy. And Jesus is, you know, this is how Jesus operates. Like, one leper, 10 lepers, 100 lepers, all the same to me. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the healing. I am the healer. I am the great physician. Doesn't matter if you come to me with 10,000 leper. So how does Jesus heal them? Well, as you look in the text, he lays hands on them. He prays for them. No. Well, does he quote scripture over them? No. Does he command healing on them? Does he tell them to confess their sins? Does he preach a short sermon? No. He gives them a simple step, which was in accordance with the law. See, once you were healed from a disease, you had to go to the high priest and they had to check you out, and they then had to deem you healed. You had to get their approval. And so he says, look, go to the priest. Show yourself to the priest. Okay. Had they been healed yet? No. They're kind of crazy, right? So have mercy on us, you know, heal us. Sure, go show yourself to the priest. You're standing there in front of Jesus going, what? Go show myself to the priest. And you're looking at yourself, you're full of leprosy. So why did he say, hey, go show yourself to the priest? They hadn't been healed yet. I think it's pretty simple. It's just an obvious test of faith. Do you believe in what God is telling you to do, even though it doesn't look like things are going to work out? See, on the way came the healing. In obedience to his word came the healing. They still had leprosy when they were standing in front of Jesus. He said, go to the priest. As they started out and went to the priest, they were all healed. They were all healed as they began to act on what he said. And he didn't say any like magic potion prayer as far as healing. He just said, go to the priest. He didn't say, you know, say this prayer or dunk yourself in this water or do the. He just said, go to the priest. It's just about as simple and benign as you could be. As the magnificent, amazing healer Jesus is, he says, yeah, okay, you want mercy, you want to be healed, go to the priest and show yourself. Look, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is, sickness, disease, problems, business, finances, relationships, kids, whatever it is, just simply continue to obey God's word. Trust God's word and continue to move forward. And trust that he's going to work on your behalf. What if the lepers had just stood there and thought, well, let's stand here and wait to see if it starts to heal, and then we'll go? There would have been no healing. He was asking them to step out in faith. Whatever the problem is in your life, continue to trust God, believe God, and move out in faith. And by the time you need the solution, trust that God will bring the solution. You know what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that you don't just trust God's word when things are going well, but you go after God even in the midst of things looking bad. But here's the interesting thing. One of these guys came back. They came back and they glorified God with a loud voice. I love that they bring that up because this guy's a Samaritan. He's not a Jew. He's not accustomed to how you worship, but he knows something happened. He comes back and falls at God's feet and worships and thanks him and praises him. This brings his ultimate restoration. What do I mean by that? Because Jesus then says, go, your faith has made you whole. Look, everyone received physical healing, even those who didn't come back and thank God. But only one received healing beyond physical into the spiritual. And that was the man who not only trusted his word, but came back and thanked him for his word. Don't forget to thank God when his word comes through, right? Look, this guy, he was a Samaritan. He was a mixed breed, looked down on, despised. He was an outsider. But somewhere deep inside of him, he knew, I need to go and tell Jesus, thank you. Thank you for his word. It didn't seem to make sense, but I was smart enough to trust it, act on it, and now it's materialized in healing, and I'm going to go back and say thank you. Where you at? Keep pushing forward. Keep following God's word. Keep trusting. And the answer will come when you need the solution. It's Garth Heckman of the David Lions. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.